Well, I think the thing is that it's interesting to see that all the provinces won, which is good to see, and that mean Leinster too strong for Sebri, as you'd imagine, out in Italy. Munster pretty well destroying the Southern Kings, so that leaves them. They're both on top of their conferences. Connacht, they had a 25-17 result against the Cheetahs. That keeps them in third place, and that's in the Munster team, or the Munster Conference. So, you know, that keeps them well there for a place and may not have to have a playoff. I mean, and if they finish third, then they would qualify for the Champions Cup this year rather than the Challenge Cup. Ulster away to the Ospreys, never an easy place to go, but they got by 8-0, and those 4 points were very vital. And it turned out even better considering the Scarlets were beaten as well. So, you know, there's still only 3 or 4 points ahead of them, but they've a lot of leeway to make up. They play Zebre next Saturday. You'd like to think they would get 5 points from that, so that should keep a bit of momentum going. But both Connacht and Ulster are going to have to work pretty hard, you know, at the moment, at the end of the season, to get into that Champions Cup and make sure that they don't have to get into the playoffs and that their place is guaranteed for the draw when it comes out for 2019. But as I say, overall, a wee bit, I suppose all teams, as you can understand, were very under strength because international coaches will release some players, but they're very wary to release too many in case there's injuries. Joe Smith will be pleased that Ian Henderson, he played 80 minutes in the second row for Ulster, and certainly that's a big one for him considering the amount of second rows who are injured in the Ulster side.
Okay, Alec, there was a lot of local action. We're going to go to the game you're at yesterday. A 1-point victory for Oma over Bruffett. Finished 27-26 and, well, heart in the mouth stuff, I do believe.
Ah, an absolutely fabulous game. I mean, if you were a neutral up there yesterday, it was tremendous to watch. And, you know, Bruffett are third and Oma are fourth. And after yesterday's performance, Oma and I are only 2 points behind Bruffett. They're still in fourth position, but it certainly was a big game. Bruff are a very, very useful side. It's hard to believe that was a team last year that just managed to stay in senior rugby, winning a playoff against one of the junior sides. And I was talking to a few City Derry people this morning, and I was saying, you know, that Bruff are coming to Judges Road, and I wouldn't expect any Christmas boxes from them. They looked a very, very good team, and certainly a big, big improvement. A tremendous game of rugby from both sides, and great to see a good squad of boys up from Bruff and you know, enjoying their weekend.
Also, Alec, victory for City of Derry yesterday. Well, getting back on the horses, so for the City of Derry, starting to put in a bit of momentum now.
Yeah, that was I was in contact with their president, Ian Stoner. He was ringing me most of the time, and sometimes he was in a bit of despair. But when he phoned me at the end to say that the final score was 16-13, I think he said at one stage they would even have settled for a losing bonus point. Derry was playing, apparently there was a very strong wind blowing down the pitch. Derry were playing with it in the first half. It was 9-3 at half time. Shortly into the second half, Bruff scored a converted try to go 10-9. And then they must have kicked another penalty at that stage because it was 13-9 with, I think, 60 seconds to go. Derry won the ball. I think it was moved left or whatever. And young David Lapsey in the centre, he managed to get through, had to score near the post. And the young out-half Alec McDonald, he converted to give them a result. A very, very vital result, a bit like the week before. But certainly, you know, when you look at Seapoint, who hadn't won a game for about or at the start of the season, are starting to win all the time. And you look at that league table at the moment, Derry are 7th with 21, Tullamore 8th with 17, Thomond 9th with 17, Seapoint bottom with 16. So there's 5 points separating the four bottom sides. And if you take those 3 points away that Derry got yesterday for that win, it just shows you how close it is.
Rugby Championship 1 and 2, just one game in each this weekend. Portadown, comprehensive victory against Coleraine, and, well, Limavady really put Ulster University to the sword. 79-7, Alec, and a good performance there by Limavady.
Well, Limavady keeping up the momentum. I mean, they're certainly very strongly in the hope that they'll get promotion to the Rugby Championship 1. You know, they've built a side over the last couple of years, and the new coach, Graham Eastwood, is probably you know, delighted with what happened. I mean, that result there, depending, the UUC really are not the team they were, because a lot of the players probably are playing for other clubs. But nevertheless, they run on 13 tries. It's pretty useful. Corrine's season, I mean, they look as if they're doomed. They'll be relegated because, I mean, they haven't really done anything this season. And certainly, you know, it'll be a case of Corrine coming down and Lima Valley coming up, and an interesting scenario in that one. The Gordon West Cup, Porrick, was played yesterday. There was two teams. Hollywood 36, Letterkenny 24. Again, actually, that is a good performance from Letterkenny because, you know, Hollywood are one of the top two sides in that league, and they're a very strong side at home. And, you know, I noticed that Letterkenny got four tries, which is something that they'd be pleased about. Now they can concentrate in the league. They're sort of sitting just in the top half, but they'll want to get a few more points on that league table and keep building. And, I mean, I'm sure the coaches will be thinking in terms of next year as well. Strabane, they played a double header, you know, against Cavan. They would have agreed, the two clubs, that this was a Gordon West match, but also a Rugby Championship 3 game. And it must have been a cracker because Strabane 28, Cavan 35. So again, the spectators up at Strabane yesterday certainly got value for money in that one. The only other result, or wasn't even a result, Porrick, was the Rugby West. Ballyshannon conceded to Donegal Town in that one. And certainly, you know, well, I suppose maybe it depends what happens.